Today is Thursday, the 26th of September, in the 25th week of Ordinary Time. The Porter's Gate sings The Promise.
The sand of the sea, drops of rain, and the days of eternity, who can count them? The height of heaven, the breadth of the earth, the abyss and wisdom, who can search them? Wisdom was created before all other things, and prudent understanding from eternity. The root of wisdom, to whom has it been revealed? Who knows them? There is but one who is wise, greatly to be feared, seated upon his throne, the Lord. It is he who created her. He saw her and took her measure. He poured her out upon all his works, upon all the living according to his gift. He lavished her upon those who love him. The fear of the Lord is glory and exaltation, and gladness and a crown of rejoicing.
We may associate wisdom with learning, life experience, and age. The writer of Ecclesiasticus describes wisdom as a person who has been created by God, someone who has immeasurable understanding from the beginning, something lavished upon those who love God. Can you recall ways in which you have experienced wisdom? Perhaps you've experienced sudden moments of insight or revelation. Maybe you feel you need an encounter with wisdom in your life, in a relationship, or in a challenging situation. Picture this person or situation before the Lord now. As you continue to picture this need, imagine the Lord lavishing wisdom upon you and upon the situation or on the people you've shown to Him. As you listen to the reading again, notice the description of wisdom. Which image do you most enjoy?
The sand of the sea, the drops of rain, and the days of eternity. Who can count them? The height of heaven. The breadth of the earth, the earth and wisdom. Who can search them out? Wisdom was created before all other things, and prudent understanding from eternity. The root of wisdom, to whom has it been revealed? Her subtleties, who knows them? There is but one who is wise, greatly to be feared. Seated upon his throne, the Lord. It is he who created her. He saw her and took her measure. He poured her out upon all his works, upon all the living according to his gift, upon those who love him. The fear of the Lord is glory and exaltation, and gladness and a crown of rejoicing.
The fear of the Lord is glory and exaltation, and gladness, and a crown of rejoicing. End your prayer time today, praising God for His wonderful gift of wisdom, and the impact it has had on your journey of faith so far. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.